927 4CC, First Responders Day today, a day for all of us to say thanks to our first responders, our police service. And g'day to Sergeant Wayne Butcher joining us this morning. I know from everybody, including myself, we just want to send out a big thank you to not just the police service, but all first responders. So thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. What a great day to be a first responder. Raining, dark and cold, perfect. Just what we love.
Past 12 months, I know we did this last year, a lot has happened and a lot of people have really just jumped to the front and just gone, put their hand up, not just those that are in paid positions, but also volunteers too.
Yeah, absolutely. The rural fireys, the first responder ambulance group from Turkey Beach and around the areas like that, their help is so invaluable. You get to these remote areas where sometimes police and ambulance and fire can't get there straight away because they have to respond from major centres, so their help is so invaluable, and they do it for nothing and just for the love of it. And, yeah, without them, the whole place would fall apart, I think.
Yeah, big hearts. Okay, mate. Well, to all first responders, thank you very much. And don't forget, if anybody wants to comment on our Facebook page, you can do that and go into the running to win $50 to spend at night. Our thanks to Bruce and Mary for throwing that up as well. Mate, what's been happening across the region?
Mate, it's been really good, actually. We've had a bit of a serious bad DV incident the other night where a guy rammed a car through a fence trying to do some damage to the property and the people involved, and as you know, with these high-risk domestic violence matters, we try to get on them as quick as we can. So there's a couple of things on the My Gladstone Region Police Facebook page, so if you want to jump on board and have a look at that and see if you recognise the guy or the vehicle involved and help us find him and get him off the road, that would be very much appreciated. But apart from that, a lot of traffic stats are still going on. We're doing a lot of road-related operations at the moment, especially now with the wet weather around. We do implore people that they do drive safely and look after themselves on the road, because, as you know, as a first responder, the worst thing we can do in our position is have to go and knock on someone's door and say someone's been involved in a serious incident or there's been a fatality. So just take that extra time, plan your trips. The big one, again, driver distraction, getting on your phone, changing the radio for the sake of a couple of seconds to pull over and could save your life. And that's all we are, and get to your destination safely.
All right, Butch. Look, thank you, mate. Take it easy on the road. I can hear that you're travelling. And once again, pass this on to everybody that you come across that are first responders from everybody around Central Queensland. Thank you.
Yeah, I tried to get a couple of support officers from the station and the ambulance and the fireys, but as you know, with these dedicated police officers, they have better things to do.
Fair enough. Thanks, Butch.
No worries, mate.
See you, mate.